It's the morning startup on Live 88.5. Catfish, Dave, and Amal, and Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, is a test fest in Southern Ontario where the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada are voting on Car of the Year. Many cars in many categories. Let's say hi to Jim now. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. What have you been driving in the sport and performance category?
Well, this is an interesting category because there are a couple of brand new vehicles in there. The Porsche Cayman, which is a new generation just coming out this year. Also, the new Corvette Stingray and the Jaguar F-Type, which is it could be a game changer for them because it's the first really two-seater sports car they've made that's, harkens back to the old E-Type of the 60s and 70s.
Right.
And it's very nice. Now, in their commercials, they advertise that basically he's going after the Porsche 911. And I suppose that's true to a certain extent, although I think it's more of a luxury sports car as opposed to a sporty luxury car. So to me, the direct competition is more like the Mercedes-Benz SLK.
But okay.
Either way, it's a heck of a nice car. It was a lot of fun to drive. Strangely enough, I'm not sure if it is available with a manual transmission, but it was the only one in this category that actually came with an automatic.
Oh, really? Now, is the E-Type used to have the big, long hood? Anything like that on this one?
No. It's a long hood. Yeah, like the E-Type looked like it was, like twice as long as the car.
Yeah.
And it's not true in this case. It's very modern looking. It's actually beautiful. I think they're going to sell truckloads of these things. Just quite an amazing car. Also kind of interesting was the new Corvette Stingray.
Okay.
I've never really been a fan of the Corvette, and that continues. But that said, if you are a fan of the Corvette, you're probably going to love this one. It has an incredible engine. It's only the second car I know of that has a 7-speed manual transmission, the other one being the Porsche 911. So, we know where they have their sights set on this one. And, it was a lot of fun to drive, and it's as subtle as the Corvette always is.
Yeah. What about the Cadillac CTS that you got a chance to sit in?
Yeah, the Cadillac CTS, I drove it for about a half hour, and I've never, again, been a huge Cadillac fan, but I really liked this car. It was great to drive. Again, a little gaudy inside, but, just a wonderful driving experience. Nice, firm suspension, nice, tight steering. I was really impressed.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if it wins this category.
Oh, really? Okay. Excellent. We'll talk about the luxury over $50,000 category in a bit, too. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, the morning startup on Live 88.5.
Right now, -1, -5 with a wind chill in Ottawa.
Jim Bray's our Live 88.5 car crasher. You can go to live88.5.com and then click on Startup, and you'll find a link for Jim and all kinds of written reviews. Every couple of weeks, we get audio auto reviews from Jim, who's at Test Fest in Southern Ontario this morning, where the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada are voting on Car of the Year in a bunch of different categories and a bunch of different cars there. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Okay. The luxury category over $50,000. What did you get to drive in this category?
Well, I started off with the new Infiniti Q50, which is basically just an updated new version of the G37, which has been really their bread and butter car for the last several years. It's a terrific car. For some reason, they've decided to rename it after their biggest failure, the Q45. I don't know. They didn't ask me. But it's a nice car. This was the hybrid that I drove, and it feels and acts very much like the G, so it's a nice vehicle to drive. Found it a little cramped inside in the driver's seat, but not a lot, just a little bit. But I think they're going to sell quite a few of these as long as people can remember that it's now a Q instead of a G.
Right.
Maybe they'll form a Q outside the dealership. I don't know.
What else was in this category?
Well, there was the Lincoln MKZ, which was really quite interesting. It has this beautiful big panoramic sunroof, and the whole thing slides back. I'm not sure if it slides back all the way over, so that the people in the back seats' heads are exposed. But but just like the Porsche 911 Targa, the roof slides right back over the rear window, so it looks kind of weird when you're looking in the rearview mirror from the driver's seat. But
yeah.
That said, it's glass anyway, so it's not like it's blocking your view. It just looks kind of strange. Nice vehicle. They've gotten rid of the gear selector in this one, so you just have push buttons on the dashboard. which kind of, I think it's kind of a harkening back to the Edsel, but hopefully they'll have better success with it. Also, there's the Hyundai Equus. This is Hyundai going up market. Now, the Genesis is their big four-door sedan, and the Equus is their bigger four-door sedan. Starts at around $65,000. And you might say, 65 grand for a Hyundai? That's ridiculous. But I've driven it. It's a great car. It's really nice. It feels Mercedes-like.
Wow.
Yeah, is this the car that's got all the legroom in the back seat, so it's almost like a driver car?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the manufacturers put a little spiel in the cars with them that you can put on the stereo, and they tell you about the features and all that, and they were basically saying, you know, too bad you're driving this because you should be in the back.
And what else was there, Jim?
The Mercedes-Benz E250 diesel. This is, you know, their first diesel in this class, and it drives very nicely. Again, like, you know, like most diesels, it's not huge on horsepower, but it has lots of torque, and I mean, it's a Mercedes-Benz, so how bad can it be?
Right.
it's a good vehicle. Also, in there was the Jaguar XF. Which is really kind of a sporty little thing to be for such a big car. It kind of reminded me of the Cadillac in that way, that, you know, both very compelling driving experiences. And the other one in that category was the Acura RLX, which we've talked about before. It's Acura's new top-of-the-line sedan, replacing the RL, and it's a great vehicle. As I said, I have a funny feeling the Cadillac is going to win this, but they're all really I know, it's real waffle. They're all deserved.
It's all right. It's good, as it sounds like a great batch of cars, so that's great to hear.
Well, so far, I mean, I've driven 18 so far.
Wow.
And there hasn't been a stinker in any of them.
Cool. Thanks. Appreciate the time, Jim.
My pleasure.
Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find a link to him at live885.com and then click on Startup.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
And this traffic update.